got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
It is that time of the week where we have to...
We do have to. It's in our contract every Thursday. We have to have one argument because if we have more, that's bad news. That's a bad working relationship. It's a bad friendship. Not so nice.
We stay best friends for 99% of the week. And then every Thursday, we bring our grievances to the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. We implore you to do this in your relationships, your working relationships. It makes you feel better because we're going to get someone else on 52232955 to call up. First person to call through, they're the judge. They decide who's right. Takes out the resentment.
Yeah.
You said 99% of the time we're best mates. What a passionate 1% when we're not on the same page. I know you've been eyeing me off about this for a while.
Yes. Look, like I said to you, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, look at this silly boy making a silly mistake. Mm-hmm. And then the next few times that you did it, I still stayed quiet because, again, we're not allowed to argue during the week unless it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
So I've been biding my time, waiting for my moment to talk to you about 2 minute noodles.
I feel like instant noodles, we can open the bracket up.
Yeah.
But there's only I really mostly eat this isn't a plug, the fantastic chicken noodles.
See, I'm more of a mee goreng kind of girl. And I think the way that you do your noodles, although it may be the way that it says to do it on the packet, is incorrect.
I'll admit, I only use this method for cup of noodles in particular. If I do the one where it's in the plastic packet and I put it into a bowl, I do what you do. But when it's a cup of noodles, I feel like it's a different bowl.
Well, I feel like we should clue everyone else into our methods.
How have I been noodling wrong?
So Tim will do dry noodles, empty the sachets, fill her up with water.
Yeah.
Right? Mix that around.
Yeah, I like to. Here's a bit of a hack for you as well.
Here we go. Because
you know how it just says, I'll put the lid back down and... Eventually the steam and the whatever. I put a little serving plate on top of it to lock the steam in.
Lock in the moisture.
And it really gets it going.
That's not the part I've got beef with. It's the when you put the sachets in. Mm. See, I go dry noodles, bang some water in there, empty that water out once the noodles are cooked, and then add my flavor sachets. It gives it more of a punch, more flavor.
As I said to you when I realized you wanted to argue about this, where else am I going to drink chicken stock? I'm going to fill up a glass of water and put a little cube in? No, this is how I get the best of both worlds. I get chicken MSG flavored noodles and then the water.
The noodle itself is not as flavorsome because it's not sticking to the flavoring.
I get concerned because I'm like, wow, those noodles are quite stained for something that hasn't had real or direct touch. So I disagree. I think the flavor is getting in there.
It's bathing in the flavor. Yes. But is it consuming the flavor?
Yes.
No.
Because I don't think the noodle is a solid. I'll put it out there. It doesn't seem like a solid to me.
52232955. We need one person to call through. The first caller is the judge. They have the final say. How do you do your noodles?
I think we can just say how you want to say it, Jess. How do you noodle?
The only opinion that matters is the one of the first caller through. He is our judge, and today it's Caleb from Thompson.
Now, I'm worried because historically, whenever Caleb calls the show, I don't know if it's just, maybe we're just the two opposite ends of the spectrum, but Caleb mostly disagrees with how I live my life in every single facet. So
most of the time, you're incorrect.
Caleb, Your Honour, I respect your position today. Do you noodle a lot?
I do noodle a lot.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because you've got experience. So.
Are you a fantastic man as well, or are you a different brand?
Like a Maggi boy?
I dabble in a whole heap of brands.
Okay. So this is important.
Excellent.
Because
good.
We know that this isn't just on a whim. I'll call up and I'll just say how I feel.
This is a well-informed judge we have here today.
Okay. Well, Your Honour, how do you noodle, and what is the only way that we should be noodling?
I reckon everyone should noodle the way they want to. But I do like the way with the water, leaving it in does give it a bit more extra flavour.
Outrageous.
But it also depends on how I feel on the day. But 99% of the time, I reckon it's with the water in.
Because it's not often you get chickeny, soupy water stuff.
If you want chicken soup, have chicken soup, mate.
No. I feel like you're missing out. When was the last time you did the way that I do it, Jess?
Mate, it's been years.
Honestly, I really think you should give it. Well, now legally you have to because it's become law across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. But Caleb, don't you think it offers that pure concentrator and it adds more to the meal, you know?
It warms you up, I think. Makes you a bit more full.
Do you know how...
Maybe we should have taken one of the jury members instead of this judge.
Well, Jess, if Caleb has called up and on the one-off chance he's actually agreed with me, don't you feel even more that this must be something that he's called up against his own natural kind of will?
Okay, bang the gavel. Go on.
Caleb, Your Honour, I look forward to this beautiful friendship. I'm finally glad you've come around.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I do say leave the water in.
Leave the water in.
Yep.
Put it on a T-shirt.
All right, I'll try it. I'll try it your way and see
how
it goes.
Well, you have to, otherwise the noodle police will arrest you, obviously.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
It is Tim and Joff. Damn it, you're not Josh. Sorry, I was yelling.
Who's
so
much. Josh?
Will from the newsroom is loving every mistake I've made today. It is Josh and Tim. Sorry, that was the mistake I made on K-Rock 955. What? Hey, buddy. Sorry, that was on me.
Yeah.
What's news?
I'm Jess, by the way.
Sorry. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice. I thought you were Josh. Meet you too. Tom, is it?
Yes. No, I'm Loggy. Okay. All right.
Tim, I want to talk about the 5 signs that you are super attractive.
Me?
Maybe you.
Okay.
Let's see how many of them you tick off.
Because now, how honest do you want me to be? Do you want me to be silly honest or honest honest?
No, be honest with yourself. Okay. Let's all have a real moment here.
Okay.
A dating coach.
Sure, Josh.
a professional dating coach from the UK has revealed 5 signs that he believes make you a super attractive person.
But see, isn't it not fair? Because attraction is super subjection. I've lost the word.
Subjective.
Damn it! What is wrong with me? Subjection.
You hear that one, Will?
Subjection. And yeah, it's so subjection.
Subjective.
Subjective.
Yeah.
So how is this man meant to tell me how I'm hot?
Well, apparently there's dead giveaways to know if you are attractive to other people.
All right.
Okay?
Are you gonna reflect on yourself as I reflect on myself?
Sure. Yeah. My self-esteem isn't very high, so right. I don't think I fill into any of these categories.
Okay. And I don't think it's a safe thing for us to answer on behalf of each other. Yeah. So, well, you know what? Lay it on me.
All right.
Go.
The first sign that you are super attractive to others is that people get very territorial about their boyfriends or girlfriends around you, even when you're not doing anything wrong, because they see you as competition.
Classic Tim. Yeah. Obviously, Jess, on Monday nights when we're in the pit playing our beach volleyball, everyone's worried that when I get in the pit that I'm going to steal your girl.
Super hot.
Yep, covered in sand and your girl.
Oh, yuck. The second reason that you could be super attractive is you rarely get compliments because people assume that you already know that you're attractive.
I do rarely get compliments, so this is starting to really track.
How many people have told you your hair looks good since you cut it?
This is honestly, I don't know if it's just me. Getting a haircut, I hate the day. Because you walk in and people just go, haircut?
Oh, Slick Rick over here.
Yeah. So I should start getting it on Fridays after work so I don't have to see anyone till a Monday because I hate it.
Number 3, you very rarely get approached by people because people think that you're out of their league, so they don't even bother trying.
Is it hard to be approached if you're never outside of your own house or
That's
work?
That's true. I was going to say I never get approached, but I also don't leave the house.
Yeah, okay. So that's a tricky one as well.
Okay, yeah, get sexy going again. Number 4, you always catch strangers staring at you in public. Do you ever get people staring at you in public?
Not sure. I don't think so. I'm very much... because I walk to work every day. I'm head down, don't trip. That's my... Yeah. I'm not focusing on
chicks. I feel like I'm so oblivious to everything that I wouldn't notice if people were
Daniel staring. Ricciardo could drive past you in his Formula One car and you would just be like...
And the last reason people might find you might feel super attractive is because people always get very awkward and nervous around you.
I think it's my 6'7" height and my 400 kilo bench press that I can do.
Sure.
That intimidate people mostly.
Do you actually bench 400?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, put the gun show away. Don't need to see this stuff anymore.
So I think that's it for me. But yeah, I'm sure.
I think these are garbage. I don't think any of these are signs that you're super attractive. Yeah. These seem like very narcissistic.
Well, now finally we're speaking my language.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I've seen a conversation on Reddit. This happened in Melbourne, up in the city, but mm-hmm. It's fascinating, and I feel like you're the perfect person to bring this to. And then I want to get people to call up as well and chat
about
it.
Okay, hit me.
So this was an anonymous message. I've just been in my local aquatic center and was very bemused to see a girl answer her phone. Now, not weird at an aquatic center. I feel like actually, okay. Before we get into this, bit of context, Jess. You love answering the phone. Loudspeaker. You love it.
Oh, yeah. Loudspeaker on FaceTime. Whoever's around, I'm like, oh, hey, say hi to Timmy.
I'm like, I'm working, you know. Sure. Okay. Yeah. But you love it.
I'm not one of those millennials who's scared of my phone. Like, you know how some people, like some millennials, it's like quite a millennial trait that they like text me instead. Don't call me.
I'm all for phone calls, but just, you know, going, I find myself, if I'm sitting next to you and I get a phone call, I'll go off and stand in a quiet room because it's not your, I don't want to bother you.
What are you hiding? What are you hiding from me, Timmy?
Not hiding. I just don't care what you have to say. But I'll go back to the message. I've just been at my local aquatic center and was very bemused to see a girl answer her phone, then enter the crowded shared sauna and proceed to have a phone conversation while in the sauna. Afterwards, I went into the sauna and I spoke to the person in there who mentioned how unimpressed he was because she was actually FaceTiming in the sauna.
Nah, you can't do that. There's naked people around.
Well, not really. The sauna, mostly you've got like, yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm in a sauna in my swimmers, I don't want anyone FaceTiming someone else.
Well, okay, let's just say they were on the phone. Let's say
on the phone. Fine, play on. FaceTime.
I don't know if phones are meant to withstand that
much. Yeah, look, it's a weird place to take moisture. A phone call. I'll be honest, but you know, it's public space.
Where's the strangest place you've taken a phone call?
Taking a phone call.
I mean, honestly, can I just quickly, before you get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, hit me.
Answering your phone 30 seconds before a song finishes here at work, I deem that to be wild. So I just need you to keep that into context.
Well, usually if someone's calling me mid-show, it's urgent. So I have to answer.
I disagree. Your boyfriend forgets you do a radio show every afternoon.
That's fair. That is fair. I make a lot of phone calls when I'm out and about. Like if I'm just wandering through Kmart, I'll have an AirPod in and I'll just be chatting to myself.
Because you can't be alone with the thoughts.
No, definitely can't be alone with my thoughts, please. But that's why I don't go in frequent saunas, Tim, because I wouldn't take a phone in there.
52232955. Can you answer your phone in the sauna? William from Lara's given us a call. Yeah. Will, how does this make you feel?
Oh, on edge, rumbly tummy. No. Now, butterflies.
William, you work in the tech industry, don't you?
Yes, I do. Taking the technology inside to a sauna or a steam room, yeah, that's the best way to kill it. But if you're going to be FaceTiming, oh my God, that's like an invasion of privacy on an extremely intimate level. William, just don't do it.
William, wouldn't you have to... I imagine the condensation inside a sauna and a steam room, you would just consistently be wiping that screen and getting more moisture into it, right?
Yes, that's correct, because not everything is hermetically sealed.
Mm. Maybe they have a bag of rice waiting in their bag, William.
That's genius, Jess. That's an absolute genius.
Maybe it's in their handbag. Maybe it's in the boot of their car. Who knows?
Who knows, William? Thank you very much for your call.
I always have a kilo of rice on hand, just in case.
Classic. Lloyd from Armstrong Creek, how do you feel about this phone call that took place inside a sauna in an aquatic centre in Melbourne?
Well, Tom, in my opinion, I think that it's just a bit silly.
Have you thought about asking Josh what she thinks about it, Lloyd?
Well, I said to Josh, it doesn't make sense because it's your R&R time.
Yeah.
It is very much.
I mean, you guys understand, I run a business, I take phone calls every day. But when I go to places like a sauna or something that's just going to relax me, what's the point of having my phone on me? Like, honestly, it makes no sense.
Oh, Lloyd, I forget because you're out on site. Can I do an impression of how I think you answer a phone call of someone who's running late to delivering something?
Go for it. I'll give you the tool belt to give you a head start.
Okay, Rock.
Yeah, Jim. Mate, that's not good enough. We got the slab coming down at 4. It's about to rain, and I'm leaving at 3:30.
Wow. He's a tradie.
We'll just get here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds good, but I don't like slabs, but you're on them.
Fair enough. Thank you very much.
I think I just got an insight into when you used to sell doors, Tim.
Yeah, well, I was not that aggressive. Okay. I was like, please buy a door. I need to get paid this week. All right, well, don't answer your phone in the sauna. It's a no-no, as William said many times.
No.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, you and I, we've been following this news story pretty closely,
mm-hmm.
and it's led us to a conversation, and I feel like we need to have it on air because the city of Kyle in Texas has unfortunately fallen short of a Guinness World Record of trying to bring the most Kyles into one place.
Fallen short.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I thought they beat it.
No. So the current record is 2,325. Officials say that only just under 1,500 Kyles turned up to Kyle
right.
in Texas, a town in Texas. So unfortunately, the largest gathering of Kyles has not been broken.
Damn.
We've been thinking long and hard about Geelong and the Surf Coast because obviously that's a great concept.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very American record.
Absolutely.
But can we bring a group of people together across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula?
Mm.
We don't have a Kyle.
No, we joked for years about getting a group of Jessicas together because you seem to find one everywhere you go.
I'm married to one. You're one.
I am one, yes.
There's a lot of Jessicas. I like the idea. Well, Jess Fest, to me,
yeah.
sounds like the most fun.
Yeah.
But if we had a town called Jess or Jessica, that even more fun. I've been going through
Options. Please. I know that there's one that's glaringly obvious
okay.
to me.
So stay with me on some of them.
Okay.
So the first one is Dale, the most Dales in Drysdale.
Okay.
And we keep them nice and warm. We keep really
yeah, yeah.
dry Dales.
They're super dry.
Queenscliff, we could bring a whole bunch of drag queens named Cliff together.
Great.
But then again.
Or crown a whole bunch of Cliffs. As queens. Yep, okay.
I feel
yep.
like, yeah, again, Cliff isn't a very common name. Bell's Beach, Bell?
Oh, yeah,
but
okay.
Again, is Bell a common name now?
I guess
Bella,
so.
Bella, yes, but not Bell.
Yeah, no, you're right. You don't hear of many Bells.
Now, this one seems too easy, but I feel like, again, the name's too uncommon. So there's Marcus and Marcus Hill. So Marcus
yep.
feels like something that could be done.
Okay, yep, sure.
Leonard for St. Leonard's, and we could maybe
knight a few Leonards,
yep.
give them sainthood. Sure.
For Leopold, like Leos or Leopolds.
Yep.
And then the one that I think could happen is Lara.
Lara was the obvious one to me. Get a whole bunch of Laras at the Lara Sporties.
My whole thing is that none of these are common names.
Well, I mean,
do we still just do
Kyle's Jess not that common a name.
Yeah, but in America, where they have over 120 million people.
Sure.
Like, we have a couple hundred thousand in the area.
I feel like if we could get 50 Laras together in Lara, that would be...
You don't, do you,
that would be pretty epic.
Can you try and find out how the current world record of the most Laras in one place? Because I like Saint, like knighting some Leonards so they can be called Saint Leonards.
Yeah.
I really like this. I also like knighting a whole bunch of Cliffs so that they become queens. But I feel like Cliff is way too uncommon.
The record for most Laras has never been set. Not from the 30-second deep dive that I just did. We could look into it.
If we get 5 Laras out there, technically...
Do we even have 5 Laras that listen
to the
show?
I don't know any Laras. If your name's Lara, give us a call, 522-322-955. But I don't know any Laras.
Yeah.
So it seems like the most... easiest.
I feel like maybe we need to find some listeners that have these names first.
We go through the bankroll
yeah.
Of the listeners.
The more calls we get, that's the one we go for.
Okay. I'm leaning on Lara. That's where I'm going towards. Because I agree, the sport
have
is
have you ever met a Lara?
I don't know. I know a Kara.
It's not
don't
the
worry.
Same.
We'll workshop it.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, a mutual friend of ours had a bit of a doozy. Now, they live in a share house. Mm-hmm. I think there's 5 of them in this house. And the reason that we find it interesting is because the person said, I had to break into my house again.
Yeah.
And again is the word that we both...
That made us go, what?
Yeah. And essentially, they, all of them,
yeah.
forget their keys. and they had
such a regular basis that this isn't the first time they've broken into the house.
It's just wild. It's too many times that apparently trying to open a window, they've accidentally ripped the entire window out of their house.
It didn't even take that much, apparently. There was just a tap on the window that they usually keep open, apparently, four times like this. Tap on the window, the whole thing fell out through the actual hole, shattered everywhere. And then they didn't have anything.
No window.
Yep.
No
they window. Got into the house.
But no window. 52232955. How did you break into your own house? Because I know sometimes it happens. You leave your key. You haven't got the number in your phone for the locksmith with the real estate company or whatever it is.
Oh, my God. The amount of times I've called real estate agents to bring me a key after hours. Embarrassing.
Yeah. And it costs it's a call-out fee as well,
$50 call-out fee. Yep.
That's so good. 52232955. How did you break into your own house? We would love to hear the... Because every house has its own personal nooks and crannies where you go, oh, if I just climb on the roof and jump through this little spot, I know that I can get in.
If I pull out these little panes of glass, I can shimmy down the toilet and unlock the door.
Belinda from Marshall is on the phone. Belinda, are you there?
Yes.
Belinda, how did you break into your own house?
Oh, well, it's a story about my husband, at the time boyfriend, he locked himself out of our house, and the only spare key was with me in Queensland.
Not ideal.
I was visiting family. So instead of just ringing a locksmith, he thought he'd try and see how he could try and break into the house. And the only window he could find that was open was the little tiny toilet window that was left ajar.
It always is.
It's the toilet.
It's the tiny one.
Yeah, so then he had to try and climb up a bit of a drain pipe and then go in head first sideways to fit through the tiny window opening, and then because he went head first down the toilet, he had to close the toilet lid and put his hands on that and then sort of flip himself.
Kind of wriggle his way down like a lizard down the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Don't you just
wish I was a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Belinda. Carol in Mount Dunedin's giving us a call. Carol, have you had to break into your own house?
My ex-husband had to get the builder next door to free him from the toilet. The two-year-old locked him in.
Did you have a lock on the outside or like what happened?
Well, the 2-year-old had a habit of locking himself in the toilet, so we turned the lock the other way around.
Oh, no.
And I decided to go up to the shopping centre because I was going to have the baby the next day. So husband thought, he'll go for a sleep. And when he went for a sleep, my 2-year-old locked him in the toilet. So he had to then call out to the house that was being built next door to the builder to come and undo the front door to let him in, to unlock the toilet to let him out.
Oh, my God.
Take the lock off the door. Get rid of the lock all completely.
The lock in the front door was unlocked.
Yeah, that would have been a weird way to meet your builder.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.